So in the seventh canto is the whole description of the activities of Prahlad Maharaj. The activities of Prahlad Maharaj, which led to the appearance of Narsingadev. And then when Narsingadev appeared, everybody, all the devas, Lakshmi Devi, everybody was afraid to approach Narsingadev. So they pushed forward Prahlad, who was just a little boy. So Prahlad, in the ninth chapter, in verses 18 and 28, he mentions that he is a member of the Brahma Sampradaya, and that he wants to engage in service of his guru, Maharaj Narada Muni, because Narsingadeva offered him all manner of blessings, and Prahlad had tactfully avoided accepting the blessings and just wanted these things to be able to serve his guru. So the question now arises is, how is it that Prahlad became a devotee? Even Prahlad was wondering how he became a devotee. How is it that a child, like these little ones here, how these little children, how is it that someone that age could become not just a devotee, like everybody thinks, oh, my little girl is a devotee, or my little boy, he memorized one mantra, give him blessings, he's a devotee. We're talking about slightly on a higher echelon of five-year-old devotees, that his father was trying to kill him in so many ways, crushed by elephants, thrown in boiling water, oil, stomped by snake pits, and he was impervious. Not only that, Narsingadev himself appeared. So that suggests that Prahlad is just not your ordinary little child. How is it that such a personality appeared? And in fact, Prahlad himself wondered, how did this happen? You know, he wondered, like, well, how did this all come about? What did I do to deserve this? Often people ask that question, what did I do to deserve after something bad happens, right? What did I do to deserve, you know, my business failing? Or what did I do to deserve my wife betraying me? Or what did I do to deserve being in this car accident? Well, Prahlad asked, what did I do to deserve the great fortune of being a devotee of your lordship? He actually asked this of Narsingadev. This is all mentioned in the Hari Bhakti, the last quotes of the Narsingha Purana, that Prahlad asked him these questions. So Narsingadev explains. Now, of course, Prahlad appeared in Satya Yuga in some previous kalpa. We don't even know which kalpa that was. But Narsingadev said, in ancient times, then he's even well before that, there was a Brahmin. His name was Vasu Sharma. And he had a very pious wife, Pativrata. And they lived in, what's it called now? Ujjain. What's Ujjain? The other name for Ujjain? Anyway, the other, Ujjain has more than one name. So he was a Pakka Brahmin, and he had five sons. And his fifth son was named Vasudev. But unlike all the other sons who were very studious and who followed in the footsteps of their father, this Vasudev, the youngest one, to say he was naughty would be an understatement. He was a total rascal. He was a prostitute hunter, womanizer, so many bad habits. And he gave up all his nitya karmas, Vedic study, everything, to be in the association of a prostitute. So how is it that somebody of such a low character, a dvija bandhu, a drunkard, prostitute hunter, immoral, and every, even in, by today's standards, he would be considered immoral. What to speak of then? That would be like the total, complete family embarrassment. How is it that such a personality of such, you know, no sadhana, no nothing, in fact, doing all the wrong things, what did he do to become such a highly, not just a devotee of Nrisingadev, but such a highly elevated devotee? So Nrisingadev explained, on my vrata, the day of my vrata, because Nrisingadev doesn't just appear once, you know. Lord Ram, as I explained in the previous seminar, Lord Ram just didn't come once. Lord Ram comes in different kalpas. You know, Krishna doesn't just come once. He comes once in the day of Brahma. All the different avatars come at different times. So Nrisingadev also comes at different times. And so that vrata, that day, is there. So it happened to be on that day of Nrisingadev's vrata that Vasudev, the purva, the identity of Prahlada in his purva janma, had a fight with his girlfriend. They had a lover's quarrel. And as a result of this lover's quarrel, they became very morose and they were, you know, separated. They were so upset that they didn't eat. They fasted the whole time. And because they were quarreling, they weren't sleeping with each other. They stayed up the whole night. So they only performed the partial vrata. The actual vrata of Nrisingadev is very complex, much more complex than this. But just doing this accidentally doing a partial vrata of Nrisingadev, that this is how they became what they were. The girl, in her next lifetime, she became an apsara and a very great devotee of the Lord and went back to Godhead. And Prahlad, Vasudev, he took his birth in the womb of Hiranyakashipu's wife. But how is it, then the next question arises, you know, they have to ask, well, how is it that he got, you know, that this whole situation took place, that he got a guru like Narada Muni? And this is explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita by Lord Chaitanya. In one verse he says, Brahmande Brahmate Kona Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Beej. That the living entity is wandering from one Brahmanda to the next Brahmanda. Brahmanda means the universe. You know, one lifetime of Lord Brahma is a Brahmanda. Now that's extremely long time. You consider that 1 second for Lord Brahma is 100,000 years for us. 100,000 years. For us. So his lifetime is equal to 311 trillion, 40 billion human years. It's like so 1 billion is equal to 100 crores. So 1 trillion, that would be 1 lakh crores is 1 trillion. So 311 lakh crore years is the life of Lord Brahma. And you go from one of these to the next. Many, many, untold. So if a person is sincere, Lord Chaitanya says, then Krishna sends him a guru. Krishna sends him a guru. And then that guru plants in their heart the bhakti lata beej, plants in their heart the creeper of devotion. So it's a combination effort that Krishna sends the guru, and the guru then brings the person back to Krishna. That the guru is the Chaita guru is the Paramatma in the heart, and the guru is the external expansion of the Paramatma. So that is how Prahlad got Narada Muni as his guru, not just an ordinary person as a guru. There's so many gurus, so many bona fide gurus, so many great gurus. But Narada Muni, he is the guru's guru. Practically everybody who is important in Vedic culture had Narada Muni as his guru. Vyasadeva had Narada Muni as his guru. Valmiki has Narada Muni as his guru. That shows you, you know, who Narada Muni is. He's a name brand guru. These are like the Mercedes-Benz of gurus. You can't get better. So Krishna sent the best one, the best person to be the guru of Prahlad. So there's an interesting rendition in the Brihat Bhagavatamrita which tells a bit more about Prahlad and also Narada Muni. The Brihat Bhagavatamrita is divided into two cantos, you could say. In the first canto, Narada Muni, he is interested in finding out who has got the most mercy of Krishna. Manu explains that the Brahmin with the most knowledge, he is the most senior. The Kshatriya with the most influence and power, he is the most senior. The Vaishya with the most wealth, he is the most senior. And among Shudras, the oldest one is the most senior. So even if a child, very young boy, is a very learned Brahmin, he is the most senior. It's like the Kumars, they look like five-year-old boys, but they are the most senior. So amongst the devotees, the criteria of who is the most special, the most senior, you could say, the first rank, number one, is who is the person, who is that devotee who has gotten the most mercy of Krishna. So Narada Muni, that was his job, his goal. He set out for himself to find out who is the person who got the most mercy of Krishna. And he starts out, he sees some Brahmin in Prayag, and he concludes from the way he's doing things that he got the most mercy of Krishna. And he praises him effusively. Then the Brahmin says, no, it's not me. It's this one king in South India. And he praises this king effusively, all his good qualities. So Narada Muni goes and sees this king. But as soon as he arrives, the king, he defeats all the previous praise and says, actually, no, it's not me. It's Indra. And he profusely praises Indra. And then to Narada Muni, by his city, he immediately goes to Swarga. And he begins to praise Indra the same way that the king had praised him. And then Indra defeats all the arguments and says, actually, I am not the one. Somebody else is. That person is Lord Brahma. And he, again, profusely gives all the positive qualities of Lord Brahma. And so Narada Muni goes. Now, Lord Brahma is his father, and he begins to chastise Narada Muni. In fact, Indra was not too happy about it either. The other ones couldn't say much, but Indra and Lord Brahma, they're senior. But they begin to chastise Narada Muni for saying such things. Especially Lord Brahma, because he's the father of Narada Muni. And then Brahma says, no, I'm not the one who got the most mercy. The real one who got the most mercy is Lord Shiva. And he glorifies all the good qualities of Lord Shiva. But then Narada Muni immediately goes to Shiva Loka, and he says how Lord Shiva is so great, and how Parvati, even Parvati made so many people into devotees. In fact, in the second part of the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it's all about a person who became a devotee because of Parvati. She gave him Ambika. He was in Assam and worshipping at the deity, and she gave him in a dream a Krishna mantra, and that's how the whole story starts in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. So even Parvati She's made many devotees, Ambika. And Lord Shiva made many devotees, like the 10 Prachetas. So at first, Shiva, he was very embarrassed that Narada Muni was saying all these things. And then he becomes very upset, and he becomes angry with Narada Muni. And then he says, no. And he defeats every one of the arguments of Narada Muni. He says, actually, the ones who got the most mercy are the Vaikunthavasis. How in Vaikuntha, they're all devotees. And then Gauri, she says, and of all the Vaikunthavasis, Lakshmi Devi, she's got the most mercy of Krishna. She's the consort of Vaikunthapati. She's the highest devotee. Everything is depending upon her. And you know, Narada Muni is completely ecstatic. And Lord Shiva can see, he's just about to go to Vaikuntha. And just as he's about to go, he grabs Narada Muni, says, sit down. I want to tell you a secret. And he whispers in Narada Muni's ear. He says, actually, it's not Lakshmi Devi. But my wife is her friend. So I'm telling you a secret. I can't tell you this out loud. The real person who's got the mercy of Krishna is not Lakshmi Devi. It's Prahlad. Prahlad. He's the one who got the most mercy of Krishna. And again, he goes on to list all of Prahlad's qualities. Otherwise, how is it that a little boy can satisfy the Lord, but all these demigods can't? How is it? Do you think that simply it was by Bali's credit that Vamanadeva is guarding his door in the lower planetary regions? No, it's because the Lord is so loving Prahlad. That's why he's merciful to Bali Maharaj. In this way, he's just glorifying all these so many ways. Prahlad is, well, what more can I say in front of my wife? I can't say anything more because she's the best friend of Lakshmi Devi. So I can't say more. You just go see for yourself. But he said, but one thing, don't glorify Prahlad or he might leave. Because, he's very humble and he'll be very upset if you glorify him or say anything about him. So don't do that. So Narada Muni immediately went and he totally forgot everything Lord Shiva said and he immediately started to glorify Prahlad. Everything that Lord, he just repeated everything and then added more. Now Prahlad was in a very difficult situation. He couldn't yell at Narada Muni because Narada Muni was his guru. So he was in a very awkward situation that here he is, his guru is glorifying him to very profuse, beyond the pale. He's just once, continuously a shower of glorification. And he wasn't just false praise. Narada Muni totally meant it. He was shaking, he was shivering, tears were coming from his eyes. He wanted to embrace Prahlad. He wanted to touch the feet of Prahlad. Which shows a lot actually about what a great devotee that Narada Muni is. That he is so humble that he is wanting to touch the feet of his disciple. How great is Narada Muni? He's not envious of his disciple. He's praising him. And so therefore Prahlad has to very tactfully, if it would have been somebody else, he would have, maybe you beat him or something. But because it's his guru, he had to very tactfully neutralize everything that Lord Shiva said. He said, actually, the reason I was able to approach and do all these different things, escape death, from the hands of my father and pacify Nrisingadev, is because of you. It's by the guru's mercy. Because I have such a great guru, that is why I was able to do anything. So it's by the mercy of you and Nrisingadev, not my own credit. Which is a fact. That he was, Narada Muni couldn't, Narada Muni was defeated. Because it is by the guru. We pray every day for the mercy of our guru. But the guru wants that always that his disciple will become greater than him. Srila Prabhupada also expressed that that opinion, that mood, when he was speaking about Dhruva Maharaj. That Dhruva Maharaj, before he went on the Vaikuntha airplane, he didn't want to go because he was thinking of his mother. It was his mother who was the one, his Vartna Pradarshika Guru, who pointed him the way for him to approach Vishnu. So he didn't want to leave without his mother. And then they told him, just look behind, your mother is also going on the Vaikuntha airplane. So Srila Prabhupada in that purport says, I pray that I also will have a disciple who will take me back home. So Narada Muni was like that. He was so affectionate, so humble. I mean, you can't get more humble than Narada Muni, that he's, you know, he's praising his disciple this way. And then, you know, Prahlad, you know, he neutralized all the other arguments. He says, it's not that Vamanadeva, they say Vamanadeva is the doorman of Bali Maharaj and guarding him, but actually Bali Maharaj is a prisoner there and Vamanadeva is making sure he doesn't escape. So it's not, that's the real story, because that's from the Hari and the Hari Vamsha. That was being said by some people, that actually Vamanadeva is not keeping people out, he's keeping Bali Maharaj from escaping. So I don't get any credit for that, you know. there's no credit to be had, because he's such a rascal, because he's my grandson. So I'm, you know, in no way. So he goes on, in every argument that Narada Muni proposed, Prahlad Maharaj very adroitly neutralized everything. And finally he said, the one who actually got the most mercy, that's Hanuman. Hanuman, he's the one who got the most mercy. And then he goes on to glorify, you know, just piling it on, all the different... What I never saw, you know, so Nrisimhadeva appeared once, I never saw him again. You know, but Hanuman spent so much time with Lord Ram. And I only thought about Nrisimhadeva because I was in trouble. You know, if I had not been in trouble, I wouldn't have been thinking about Nrisimhadeva. But Hanuman is constantly meditating about Lord Ram. He's constantly, Lord Ram embraced him. So he was, in this way he was going on praising Hanuman. And then Narada Muni left to see Hanuman. Then it goes on like this, from Prahlad, I mean Hanuman says it's the Pandavas says it's the Yadus, Yadus say it's Uddhava, and this way it goes all the way up to Radharani. It's a wonderful book. If you ever get a chance, read Brihad Bhagavatamrita. But the moral of the story is that simply by doing some agyata sukrita, some unknown devotional service, even by a most sinful person, in his previous life he was a dvija bandhu, he was performing sinful activities, that simply by doing a partial, unknown devotional service to the Lord, he got such an exalted position. What to speak if you do it consciously, if you're actively trying to serve the Lord. If by accident this is the result, what to speak if you're, you know, not accidentally, if you're purposely doing service to the Lord, what will then be the result? Who can imagine? And we should not take these as exaggerations. The fifth offense against the holy name is to consider the glories of chanting the holy name to be an imagination. It's not an imagination. It is directly Krishna. Krishna is all powerful. So, Prahlad Maharaj ki jai, Lakshmi Nrisimha ki jai, Narada Muni Kijan. Anybody have any questions, comments?
Shubhkaruku.